Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After 8 years as the state's top executive, this week Governor Charlie Baker will leave his state house office for the final time. On Thursday, Maura Healey will become governor. Baker will start a new job in March as president of the NCAA. WBUR's Steve Brown recently spent a day with Baker as he finishes his last days in office and looks back at what he accomplished as governor.
Morning.
Baker press aide Anisha Chakrabarty leads me through the side door of the governor's Swampscott home a little after sunrise. Baker stands in his kitchen alone, sipping a hot cup of coffee and talking with the aide about his plans for the day.
Your schedule had you leaving at 7:30.
I know, but yes. I texted Tim when he didn't show up in the driveway at 7:30. Dude, where are you? And he said, it's only a 45-minute ride.
This is the routine Baker has had for 8 years. A plainclothes state trooper picks him up in a black SUV, and they set off either for the state house or his first appointment. Now that routine is about to come to an end, and people are beginning to take stock in his legacy. Baker has feelings about it.
Legacy piece. Not dead yet.
Jokes aside, Baker points out he's appointed more than 200 judges, a majority of those now on the bench. And his office provided a 10-page list of accomplishments, like cutting taxes and turning a budget deficit into a surplus. Baker also persuaded the legislature to make it easier for cities and towns to alter zoning rules to build more housing. Still, Evan Horowitz of the Center for State Policy Analysis at Tufts says Baker's record is more complicated.
If you look at what's happened in the state from a policy perspective over the last 8 years, a tremendous amount of good, right? The state is in a very good position economically, in terms of crime, you know, basically on virtually every measure.
But Horowitz says Baker doesn't have many big signature accomplishments.
There aren't great big initiatives that he drove, that he led, and the ones where he really seemed to try to stamp with his imprimatur didn't thrive.
That includes Baker's effort to form a pact with other states on the East Coast to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
The Transportation Climate Initiative, I think, was something they were pushing and thought of as a legacy initiative, and that fell apart.
On the environment overall, Caitlin Peel Sloan of the Conservation Law Foundation gives Baker a mixed grade.
He hired some great people, but the agencies are still incredibly understaffed and underfunded for what they need to do. And there was not leadership from the top that really had an urgency of meeting the moment of the climate crisis. We lacked urgency to meet the moment.
Baker travels to most events around the state by car, opting to get work done as he goes.
Normally, we don't have the radio on at all, because I'm usually on the phone most of the time when we're in the car. Nobody's awake yet. Or they all think I'm dead and they're just ignoring me.
Baker says he often used public transit before he became governor. And one of his biggest efforts has been to improve the MBTA. The system ground to a halt after a big snowstorm shortly after his inauguration. Since then, Baker has reorganized the T structure and poured billions of dollars into upgrades and expanding the network. Just last month, the MBTA extended the Green Line into Medford. All that investment wins praise from Jared Johnson, who leads the watchdog group Transit Matters.
Those are new bridges, new vehicles. That is certainly something, you know, to be proud of. And then finally, you know, after three long decades, finally opening the Green Line extension is definitely a positive thing.
But the MBTA has been dogged by breakdowns, derailments, and crashes. The Federal Transit Administration found a long list of safety problems. Johnson faults Baker for not investing enough in the T to maintain the current system.
Governor Baker, I think, fundamentally just doesn't have a vision when it comes to public transportation. I think it was something that was foisted upon him by the 2015 snowstorm. And I just don't think that he sees transportation as a means to solve, you know, so many other pressing issues around this region. And so that has been a huge disappointment.
Despite the problems with the T, Baker has remained one of the country's most popular governors. The moderate Republican has frequently won praise for working with Democrats in a deep blue state. And he connects with many voters. That was on display the day we followed him when he chatted with the owner of an Andover breakfast spot.
So these guys were telling me, over here were telling me that
the bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich is really good.
Yeah.
So can I get four of those to go?
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Governor. And we really appreciate your hard work the last, 12 years? How many?
Eight. Same as you, eight.
Baker may best be remembered for the way he handled the pandemic. Massachusetts was one of the states hit hardest by COVID early on, and Baker received some criticism for not doing enough to protect people in nursing homes. 76 residents died at the Holyoke Soldiers Home alone. Later on, he won praise for his overall handling of the pandemic and for trying to find ways to slow the spread of the virus. Here's John McDonough of the Harvard Chan School of Public Health.
Massachusetts was one of the states, the third most impacted state early on after New Jersey and New York. And the response was professional and comprehensive and as good as we could have hoped for, I think, in the face of all of the uncertainty.
In the end, Massachusetts wound up with a lower death rate than most other states. Baker concluded his day with an address at Harvard, then headed back home to Swampscott in his state-owned SUV. But when he ends his term, Baker says he's looking forward to getting back behind the wheel of his own car.
I have a 1966 Ford Mustang that I bought for $300 in 1980. And it looked like it might have been eaten by a shark. And spent a bunch of time with some friends of mine putting it back together again. And it's hopefully the vehicle that I will take when I leave the State House.
Baker's 8 years as governor conclude Thursday at noon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.